Well, welcome. Thank you for your interest in our presentation. Does it matter if I have this in front of me or not? It does? Okay. Our presentation is entitled Correlates of Job Satisfaction Among Public Health Nurses in Six Local Health Departments. And again, I'm not Michelle Issel. That's Michelle Issel. I'm Kathy Baldwin. I'm not Hillary either. And I have with me Kurt Fenton and Sarah Fenton, who will be co-presenting. And we have another part of our team sitting in the audience here. We have Claire Dobbins. We're part of a federal grant entitled CRISP. And there's Irene. before we go any further, I need to disclose that none of us have any personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to the presentation. And then I just wanted to mention what CRISP is. Some of you may have been in some of our other presentations. It's a name and an acronym. We call it Keeping RNs to Improve and Strengthen Population Health. And our interventions are aimed at knowledge access, redesigning job and work environment, innovations to improve the scope and competency of practice in population-focused care. Some background on RN job satisfaction. The literature on job satisfaction on RNs in general in hospitals is pretty vast, actually, but there isn't a lot out there on public health nurses and their satisfaction. And this is a little sad since public health nurses are the largest professional group in public health, although we've shrunk. We do have some data that suggests that there's a correlation between level of satisfaction and intent to stay in your current work position, but we don't really have much research on that. And public health workers as a group report working in public health for reasons related to social justice, usually, rather than reasons related to pay. So we wondered what influences PHN job satisfaction. And we know from the organizational development literature that there are certain factors that have been found to influence job satisfaction, and you see them listed here. They're also on this hypothesis slide. And we hypothesized that the degree of job satisfaction would vary with centralized decision-making, distributive justice, communication openness, accuracy and timeliness, and formalization of the work. Therefore, our purposes were twofold. We wanted to actually quantify the level of overall job satisfaction on the part of public health nurses, and then we wanted to determine the relationships among overall job satisfaction and those four factors. Whoops, it jumped, didn't it? The instruments we used were standardized evidence-based scales with known reliability and validity, and you see them listed here. We will examine the scales and talk a little bit more about them as we look at the results. I think that'll make a little more sense. The platform we used was SurveyMonkey, and the survey was reviewed and approved by the University of Illinois at Chicago Institutional Review Board. I'm going to let Sarah talk a little bit about this sample.
There are six health departments that are participating in the CRISP project. There are three from Illinois and three from the state of Washington. Altogether, the six health departments represent rural, urban, and suburban areas. The participating health departments are Spokane, Washington, which is in eastern Washington near the Idaho border. Cowlitz and Clark counties are in southwestern Washington near Washington near Portland. And Tazewell and Peoria counties are in central Illinois, and together they make up the largest part of the Peoria MSA. And then Kane County is the other county in Illinois participating, and Kane is a suburban area near Chicago. Participation, I just need a slide here. Participation of nurses in the survey did vary among the health departments. Overall, the participation rate in Illinois was 55.8%, and in the state of Washington was 41.1%. Overwhelmingly, the participants were female at 98.4%, and 95.2% described themselves as Caucasian, although 55 of the respondents did not answer that question. And this sample does reflect the overall makeup of the staffs at the local health departments. These are additional characteristics of the sample. 96.8% had their highest degree in nursing. Of those, 75.8% were at the baccalaureate level. And this was interesting to us. 30% of the respondents had earned their degree before 1980, and 23% had earned their degrees after the year 2000. And again, this does reflect the makeup of the total staff. So Kathy's going to go now into the analysis for us.
For our analysis, we ran descriptive stats on each scale. We estimated a Cronbach alpha as a measure of internal consistency, and then we analyzed correlations across the scales using Pearson correlation coefficients. Our results. On the next slides after this, you'll see our results. Overall, for all the CRISP staff subjects, along with the benchmark from the literature that we used. And I do want to remind you, all the scales that we used were on 1 to 5 Likert scale, and that allowed for ease of comparison. And generally, when you look at the scale, the higher the score, the more the concept is present. That makes interpretation a little easier. So here we have overall job satisfaction. Overall job satisfaction, as we measured it, was comprised of 8 different subscales. The extrinsic subscale addressed satisfaction with rewards for work input, such as salary or vacation or child care benefits packages. The scheduling was a measure of satisfaction with hours of work input, whether the work hours were flexible or not, often. Then there was the scale of balance with family and work. It asked about satisfaction with your employer's attitude towards supporting your employee's family life, like maternity leave or any kind of family leave or availability of child care. The coworker subscale measured satisfaction with peer relationships in the workforce. The interaction subscale took that a little further and looked at satisfaction with social interactions in terms of like multidisciplinary collaborations that might be going on or opportunities for those, and then also looked at interaction outside normal work hours, like maybe socializing after work. Then the professional opportunities subscale measured satisfaction with professional advancement opportunities, praise and recognition measured attitudes toward employees with respect to the encouragement or praise or feedback that they got, and the control and responsibility subscale measured the employee's ability to affect workplace change, like participation in decision making. If you notice, these are all very close to the benchmark provided. And the benchmark that we use comes from the literature, an article by Cumby, and it is actually fairly old, 1998, which used this tool on a wide range of public health nurses in a state health department, and he did 3 replications to get at the validity and reliability of the tool. So it's a pretty decent benchmark. Now next, we're looking at the other scales, and the distributive justice scale was measured on a 6-item scale that examined perceived fairness of decision outcomes and resource allocation. It looked at our rewards distributed according to effort and training. The more effort and training and experience, the more rewards one should receive, according to this scale. It ranges from 1, very unfair, to 5, very fair. And we actually don't look at that benchmark because it shouldn't be there. There was not a benchmark available. That was a typo. Centralization. This scale measured the degree of autonomy organizational members perceived they have in making decisions about work. For the benchmark, we used the final grant report from work that Michelle Issel did in prenatal case management. And she had a sample of over 300 public health workers. They were predominantly nurses, and they were predominantly from local and state health departments. This was one of our, you know, it's a surprise perhaps in how it compares to the benchmark. It's significantly lower. I'm not sure if you're a public health nurse, maybe you're real surprised by this, though. And then the formalization subscale. And when you look at that, formalization refers to structure. This five-item scale measured the extent to which rules and procedures exist in an organization. For example, you know, a highly structured organization would have job descriptions. They would have job performance evaluations that were very structured. They would have lots of rules that documented how to do things to ensure predictability. There was no benchmark available for this scale, but this one seems fairly high and a bit of a surprise given the fairly low central decision making, I think. And we'll discuss that more later. Then this final scale you see here looks at communication. It looks at openness, accuracy, and timeliness. The openness scale is somewhat lower than the benchmark when you look there. The other two are fairly within the benchmark when you look at those standard deviations. Here's the correlations among the scales. So what did we see when we examined that hypothesis? And remember, that hypothesis was that overall job satisfaction, that number one, would be correlated with all the others. Distributive justice was significantly and positively correlated with job satisfaction. In fact, it was highly correlated with it, that 0.75. Centralized decision making was significantly and negatively correlated with job satisfaction. And that's more of a moderate correlation there than the high correlation we got with distributive justice. Although not part of our hypothesis, you can see that it was moderately and negatively correlated with perceptions of distributive justice also. Then we have formalization, which wasn't significantly correlated with overall job satisfaction, or with distributive justice, or with centralized decision making. A bit of a surprise. Communication, all dimensions, were significantly and positively correlated with job satisfaction. Openness, there, you can see was highly correlated. The other two were moderately correlated. And then you can also see that openness is also correlated, although it wasn't part of our hypothesis, but significantly correlated with distributive justice and with formalization. Accuracy was also significantly associated with distributive justice. I have to get these right. Formalization, that's the only one really, with formalization, and then with communication openness, which you would kind of expect. And then communication timeliness down there, moderately associated with the overall job satisfaction and significantly associated with all the others. But much less so. Then finally, down at the bottom of this slide, you see our internal measure of consistency. And what you see there is that the alphas are pretty good. These are quite good when you consider that any value above 0.70 is really acceptable, 0.8 is good, and 0.9 is extremely good. So we had good reliability in this scale. Now I'm going to turn this over to Kurt Fenton to talk a little bit about our conclusion.
Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about, I guess, two things, what we don't know and what we would like to know. First of all, limitations, variations in the characteristics, I guess you'd say, of the staff at each local health department could be considered a limitation. And last there, I'll skip over a little bit. It is a small sample size, even though it is, we are three departments in two different states on two different sides of the country. One of the biggest limitations, I think, is that the environment that we've been working in, and I would just in shorthand use the word turbulent to describe what these nurses have been working with before and after this study. Oops, wrong way. As Kathy said, most of the scores were similar to the benchmarks. We were a little surprised that the control and decision-making scores were low. A context for that, most of these departments, I think fair to say all, had been working for several months in incident command mode responding to the H1N1 outbreak prior to the data collection. That's the, thank you, that's the context for this. And you can draw conclusions from that, possibly. Oops, I keep hitting the wrong button here. Here's the interesting part. I think studying this, I think we all would agree, studying this has a potential for increasing job satisfaction. We've talked among us. We believe that shared governance practices introduced into these groups could contribute. Also, we have had a lot of discussion about population-focused nursing skills, training, and we've done quite a bit of work as departments with our academic partners on this. Communication skills and improving communication in the workplace almost goes without saying. And using the scales to assess changes and using those to advocate for our nurses. And in summary, I keep going the wrong way here, sorry. Okay. We would like to say that we believe that these things can improve both the work environment and our nurses' contributions to our population's health. Oops, thank you. And again, the project is funded by the HRSA Bureau of Health Professions, Division of Nursing, and some of our references and related publications. Thank you.